Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all my friends, partners on Read the Word. I even centered those words pretty good in the background. Didn't even try. Which way do I have to move it? This way? Well, that's good. All right. 100 subscribers. Here we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome aboard. You know, happy post-resurrection Sunday. I'm going to title this A New Day. Disciples Sitting in and Wonder Monday.
Amen.
Because Jesus showed himself to Mary Magdalene, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and when the disciples from Emmaus got back to the other disciples, and they told them, then Jesus walked with them. And, you know, that'll mess your day up. It doesn't matter who you are. That'll mess your day up when there's nobody standing there, and all of a sudden somebody stands there. And then eats a piece of fish just to prove he can do it. Anyways, if you weren't part of our sunrise service, go watch it. It's on YouTube. No, it's on YouTube. It's on Facebook, my personal Facebook. That was a good sunrise service. And then our 1 hour of faith on Sunday morning at noon today, that was a great one. And then here we go now with Read the Word. And David asked God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding and vengeance. We're going to see David asking for vengeance against his enemies tonight. And it's going to be a great Read the Word. Thank you for being with us every day as we share all, oh, Jesus. As we say all the time, share this with all your friends, neighbors, Romans, countrymen, and your enemies. It'll be a blessing to you and to them to be set free. Now, remember this? We got some timestamps in there to help you study it. You put a timestamp in. You hear me say something, you're like, wow, listen to that. Look up there and get that time and put it in a four-digit number, 00:00, and put a comment in there. Just make it right in the comments, and it'll be a blessing to everybody else that comes and watches it. I'll sit here and talk to you all night long, even though nobody's here talking with me.
Somebody is.
Let's pray. Our opening prayer tonight, like we pray all the time. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. You know, I got one more thing I need to say. You got to eat lots of turkey, ham, goose, or whatever it is you eat on Resurrection Easter Sunday. Because that's what this holiday is all about. And hopefully you didn't get into any of those bad arguments with your family members that caused things to go astray. And if you did, well, You know, humble yourself and let God help you in Jesus' mighty name. Is that too deep? Here we go. Psalm 17. It's been a good day. We had a great day all day long. Psalm 17. A prayer with confidence, final salvation. There's an interesting comment right there, isn't it? Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from your presence. Let your eyes look on the things that are upright. In my heart, you have visited me in the night. You have tried me, and I found nothing. I have proposed that my mouth shall not transgress. He probably didn't say propose. He probably said purposed.
Probably.
Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept away from the paths of the destroyer. You let your lips go, and it'll be a destroyer in your life. 6:37. I got to stop preaching and get to reading. Uphold my steps in your path, that my footsteps may not slip. I have not called upon you, for you will hear me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. Show me your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, all you who save those who trust in you. Rise up, keep me as the apple of your eye, the pupil. Hide me under the shadow of your wings from the wicked who oppress me, from my deadly enemies who surround me. They have closed up their fat hearts. With their mouths, they speak proudly. They have now surrounded us in our steps. They have set their eyes crouching down to the earth as a lion is eager to tear his prey. And like a young lion lurking in secret places.
It was kind of a tongue twister.
Arise, O Lord, confront him. Cast him down. Deliver my life from the wicked with your sword, with your hand from men, O Lord, from men of the world who have their portion in life and whose belly you will fill with your hidden treasure. They are satisfied with children and leave the rest of their possessions for their babes. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness, I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. I like that. That is the wrong page. Psalm 35. The Lord is the avenger of his people. A Psalm of David. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Some people don't believe you should pray this. This is right out of the Bible from God's greatest warrior. Take hold of a shield and a buckler and stand for me. Draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion, plot my hurt. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Can you get an amen on that one?
Amen.
Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. He's serious about this, isn't he? For without cause they've hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly, and let his net that he has hidden catch himself. Into that very destruction. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. 10. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him? Yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him. Fierce witnesses rise up. They ask me things I do not know. They reward me evil for good, to the sorrow of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting. My prayer would return to my own heart. I paced about as though he were my friend or my brother. I bowed down heavily, as one who mourns for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered together attackers against me, and I did not know it. They tore at me and did not cease. With ungodly mockers at feast, they gnashed at me with their teeth. Lord, how long will you look on? Look on. Rescue me from their destruction, my precious life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. Let them not rejoice over me who are wrongfully my enemies, nor let them wink with the eyes who hate me without a cause. For they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful matters against the quiet ones in the land. That's right out of Ephesians chapter 4. The cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, geez, don't look away. What verse am I in?
30 or 20.
20. For they do not speak peace. They devise deceitful matters against the quiet ones in the land. Also opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Lord. Do not keep silent. O Lord, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my vindication, to my cause, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. You notice he's not claiming his own righteousness. Amen. 24, vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their heart, we would have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed them up. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion, who rejoice at my hurt, be clothed with shame and dishonor, who exalt themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad, favor my righteous cause, and let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Put your name in there, the Coddles. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and your praise all the day long. And it's not there, but I'll add it for him. Selah. And now we're in Psalm 54. Is that right? prayer for deliverance from adversaries. Now, see that last one. David was saying to God, get him. But we have some enemies that you and I don't want, that we should God. Why? They're wicked. They chose it. They want it. They have no desire for God. 54. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God, to the words of my mouth. Strangers have risen up against me. Oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. Cut them off in your truth. I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord. For it is good, for he has delivered me of all trouble. And my eye has seen its desire upon my enemy, a contemplation of David when the Ziphites went and said to Saul, David is hiding with us. Psalm 63. Joy in the fellowship of God. David for God's service in his sanctuary. A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. 63. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for your sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. I'll praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you, and your right hand upholds me. But to those who seek my life to destroy it, shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion of jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped.
Amen.
Say it with me. Stop them, Lord.
Stop them, Lord.
Stop them. The Lord acts righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. I could tell we had a Missouri people here with us. So, let's just grab one more verse, because you Missouri people always need one more verse. You're diligent students. Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, and let's do 17, 18, 19, and 20. One verse. Come on. This tells you that you can talk to God and ask him questions, and he doesn't get angry about it. Learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, and plead for the widow. Vengeance of God for anybody that messes with them. 18, come now, let us reason together. Says the Lord. The Lord tells you and I to reason together with him. though your sins were as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they were red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you, me, we eat the good of the land. If you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the stored. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. That's a good set of verses. God wants us to reason together with him. And if you die like a big God in the sky trying to squish you, and you treat him like a father who loves you, there won't be no beating. There'll be a father who's kindly, gently leading you to the thing. 21:12, let's pray the prayer of salvation. For those of you that are with us, we always want to give you the opportunity to pray the prayer of salvation with you. Now, we don't take communion elements here every night, but Monday through Saturday, we receive communion elements in the evening session of our programs right here in the Community of Faith. We welcome you to be a part of that. Here we go. Pray this prayer of salvation with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of
I
Jesus.
I need you in my life.
I know I need you in
and
my
life. And 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
You should just love that. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the
and
Son
you
of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the
just
third day.
For me.
Just for me.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace. All of your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
life.
As
a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. It is now 23:23. Welcome to the family of God. I like that number. I see it often. I say, what do I do now? That was the first step you ever needed to take. You went from darkness to light, from fear to faith, from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. Right there, one session. Isn't that amazing? I love it. And from this point on, all of the effects of the kingdoms belong to you. Think about it. All of his love, mercy, grace, righteousness, all of his power, promises, they're all yours. All of the faith, all of the finances, and all of the fun are all yours. Because you received Jesus in your life. How cool is that? How cool is that? What you've just entered is the first step. And we walk with God. Shoot me an email. Tell me a story. Ask me a question. And we will help you walk with God. Because that's our assignment right here on this earth. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hopefully you're enjoying this beautiful 18th weather. We're enjoying weather in North Dakota from quite a distance, but it's pretty nice. Thank God for Sister Francetta. Thank God for all of you being our close partners and friends. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, I believe that's all we got. Anything else you can think of? This is what we have to say then. Remember this.
We love you.
Love you. and God,
you.
And Jesus
is.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. See you tomorrow. See you this morning. Today at noon. See you whenever you show up. Please show up. Here we go. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio, wherever you may be around the world. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name.